Friends, roadies, countrymen, and all regular and new listeners all around the world, it's me, J.E., John Edmund, podcasting to you all from the heart of Africa. And this week, my subject is about songs on my brand new album called Eco Cry for the Planet. The first one is called It's All Goes Round in a Circle. This is the leading track on the album, which is focusing on a lot of interesting facts about the future of our beautiful planet. God's creation of the endless constellations to the biggest and smallest forms of living matter work together like a mighty chain-driven machine of wheels within wheels, each with a purpose. Any small disturbance disrupts its equilibrium. Each link in the chain is a circle within itself, like the food chain, which is a circle of life. For example, take the biggest mammal on earth, the blue whale. It feeds on krill, a shrimp-like creature. One whale can consume 40 tons of krill per day. Plankton feeds on whale feces, and fish feed on plankton. Seals feed on fish and keep the population down. Krill also feed on plankton, and the cycle begins again. There are food chains for insects, birds, reptiles, and mammals. Grass is one of the feeds of antelope. Predators feed on antelope, and predator and antelope feces promote growth of grass. The cycle begins again. The human footprint of hunting the blue whale almost to extinction was a relatively small disturbance of a circle of life in the ocean. But these disturbances continue in other forms like plastic pollution, extinction of insects, birds, plants and animals that play a role in the environment, together with the encroachment and destruction of the habitats of these creatures. Exterminate bees and bats, pollination is affected. Without owls and birds of prey, there can be a plague of rats and mice. Remove ant and termite-eating creatures, and these insects can destroy crops and buildings. It all goes round in a circle. The next track on the album is called the Yin Yang Song, and it basically says that although there are extremes in everyday life, everything should be done in moderation. Yin and Yang is an old Chinese philosophy stating that the world is made up of opposites. Yin is dark, Yang is light. Yin is cold and Yang is hot. Yin is female and Yang is male. Yin is soft, Yang is hard, and it goes on. This philosophy agrees with verse 22 in chapter 8 in the book of Genesis in the Bible. As long as the world exists, there will be a time for planting and a time to harvest. There will always be cold and hot, summer and winter, day and night. But contrary forces are complementary, interconnected and interdependent in the natural world. For instance, a dry seed needs darkness and water to germinate. It also needs light to grow. And when it bears fruit, the seed, the process begins all over again. This principle also applies in human everyday life. Good and bad, happy and sad. It even applies in the martial arts in which I studied and became an instructor. The style was Goju Karate, which means hard, soft. Goju Karate means hard, soft, China hand. The style came from the island of Okinawa and was brought there by shipwrecked Chinese fishermen. The hard part is the blocking and punching, and the soft and slow part is the breathing and powerful grabbing and twisting power. The third song I'd like to talk about is one of the great conservationists that was around in the United States of America 300 years ago. He was a First Nation Red Indian called Chief Seattle. Here's a bit of background and how the song came about. Back in 1980, I was approached by John Varty, a conservationist, to write music for an audio-visual slideshow that he wanted to take to the United States as a conservation awareness program. This I did, and John suggested I write a song on Chief Seattle, who was one of the world's early conservationists. Yes, Chief Seattle was a First Nation Red Indian chief of the Suquamish tribe that came from an area in the northwestern state of Washington in the United States known as the Puget Sound. He was born around the late 1700s and died about the age of 80 in 1866. It was the time of the colonization of the United States by European settlers. There was conflict between settlers and Red Indians, and land was a big issue. Chief Seattle, however, was a great peacemaker and treaty mediator in this regard. He was not against white settlers, but wanted First Nation cultures and settler cultures to respect one another. His plea for Red Indian rights was highlighted in a famous speech and a letter in 1855 to Franklin Pierce, the President of the United States. In these deliveries, he emphasized that in any treaty or sale of Indian land, the care of the environment would be observed. He was against the sale of whiskey in Indian reservations and insisted that all Red Indians should have access to burial grounds wherever they were. At that time, there was also conflict between Indian tribes themselves. In one battle, his son was killed, and although he was initially unclear about the difference between the Indian god and the settler's god, he became a Roman Catholic in 1848. On his gravestone were the words, "Great friend of the whites." The city of Seattle was named after Chief Seattle. Well, folks, it's time to go. And I hope you're going to tune in next week to hear more facts about the songs on Eco Cry for the Planet. In the meantime, don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Keep an eagle eye on my ever-changing website. And should you need any of my music, including the new album, it's available on most popular music platforms. And in South Africa, on buymusic.co.za. Until next week, from me, J.E., it's adios. Abide in moderation. Go well. Keep safe. Salagashle. Tot ziens en zwakanaka.